Hey, I'm driving around the town right now, and I'm driving, and it's Christmas time. I'm looking at all the lights, and all these people have these fucking signs that say Happy Holidays. What about keeping Christ in Christmas? What about it? Happy Holidays, my ass. I don't want to see that fucking shit. I want to see a manger. I want to see Jesus. It's an abomination in the eyes of God to say Happy Holidays. Goodbye, asshole.
There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world. You don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game till he winks. And you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with Jazz. And how? Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. It's the all-new fucking Friday show. Sitting here, it's probably gonna be. You know, a little bit of everything on the cast tonight. But, you know, welcome back. Okay? Alright, darlings. Welcome back. Because we had the Wacky Wednesday Winks at 4:30 in the morning. Okay? It was a beautiful way to get through your day. But now we're back on the Friday cast. With me for a short time is my co-host, Kevy the Condor. Probably going to be checking in with Billy the Beard via telephone later on in the cast if that stupid fucking asshole Abe doesn't screw it up. That's right, I kept him on. I'm going to give him another chance. Everybody deserves another chance, not chance. Anyway, Kevy Condor, welcome back to the Winks.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, the Winks, fucking Friday.
It is a fucking Friday.
It's a fucking Friday.
Everybody got their Freaky Friday flag flying.
Oh, yeah.
That's alliteration.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We're talking about it tonight. Flack. It's a beautiful night. We're doing it right. When Santa Claus flacks tonight. Go for pup. Probably not, butthole. But you want to look up tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com for any questions, concerns, or topic ideas. And of course, just for Billy the Beard, find us on Snapchat at Winks Nose Baby. And remember, for $2.99 a month, it's a premium Winks subscription t-shirt featuring the Winks mascot covered in blood and everything that says, Winks got you under its teat. Also, you can unlock all the inside jokes on the Winks. Understand what we do for $2.99 a month. For $4.01, local celebrity Billy the Beard will record your voicemail for you. And also, you can call him and talk about anything you want. And for $4.99 a month, find out if any of this is real.
I dare you.
I've been getting some inquiries.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Tom?
No, not Tom.
Damien?
None of your business.
All right. But I won't call them out.
People are interested in the Winks. The Winks knows, baby.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they found our little show here. We're almost at 20 episodes. I'm happy that the show is growing. We've got these premium subscriptions. We got t-shirts.
Yeah.
We got a celebrity listener.
Yeah.
That's under the wraps, but there may or may not be a celebrity listener.
Is this serious?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who are you talking?
I've got some inside info there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a secret.
Total top secret, like double secret probation.
Yeah. Shit. All right, well. For $4.99 a month, find out who that is.
So what are we talking about tonight here on
I
Winks?
Don't know, Kevin.
Jay, you're our host, our fearless leader. What are we talking
every
about?
Every fucking week, it's such a goddamn struggle.
See, I think there's a million things to talk about. We have stories out our ass.
Do we?
I think we do. And I think that... Oh, you got something?
Hashtag so forlorn, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think, okay, let's for instance, the two of us are sports fans, correct?
Yeah.
I'm a big baseball, football fan. You, in your own right, you're a fan of most sports. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I like college football. I like hockey in small doses.
You're a gambler.
Yeah, I am a gambler. You're a gambler. I'm a degenerate gambler. And,
and a fantasy player. I don't do the fantasy.
Oh, the fantasy football is so great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure we've got some wink-tastic sports stories to share with the fans here.
It's a wink sports cast. But it's not really. Because, I mean, well, my stories are related to sports, but not directly related to sports.
No. Tangentially.
As many of the Wings viewers know by now, recovering alcoholic. But during my active addiction, boy, did I put on some shows. And I'll tell you about a time. Now. It was when I was a younger man. Well, my friend Chris, who I've mentioned before on the cast and who I'm trying to get on the cast, but a little shy, you know, I'll break him down.
Running into some things with him? Some barriers?
I don't know. I'll break him down. But his father got these tickets from his boss to the Sixers game that night,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing. And he gave them to me and Chris, my friend Alex, and a couple other people. And he had both courtside seats and box seats. It was amazing. Never sat that close in a Sixers game.
You can get the answer sweat on you.
Well, he was retired by then.
That's true.
Actually, I don't think he was retired. I think he was spending time with the Denver Nuggets back then. We all know how that ended up.
Well.
But who was it? It was Chris Webber, Kyle Korver, Lou Williams. Yeah, it was an all right lineup.
It was good enough for a 6 seed.
Yeah. So we figured, like, three of us will take the courtside seats for the first half, the other ones get the box, and then we'll switch at halftime. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I never made it up to the box. I stayed down there the whole time. You know, as soon as we got there, promptly just started, you know, ordering beers and drinking beers, as an alcoholic tends to do.
Yes.
Now, before I even got there, I was pre-gaming with a bottle of whiskey. Just chugging it, you know?
Stiff.
Addiction is hilarious.
In retrospect, yeah.
In hindsight.
I know
long,
that you're healthy now, so it's okay.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But, you know, so I was a little bit half in the can when I got there. Add some beers on top of it and some excitement and get a little sloppy.
Yeah.
But I was into it, man. Like I said, I never sat that close. I was yelling at my boy K-Squared, Kyle Korver. He was my favorite player at the time, hitting sweet threes, mm-hmm. looking like Ashton Kutcher. And he actually heard me the one time. He pointed at me. So yeah, K-Squared, you're my guy. That's how you do it. That's how you sink a three. And he like pointed at me, and I was like, oh, man, that's fucking awesome. Got to drink a beer to celebrate that.
Go. You're basically taking a gulp with every basket. any
excuse, right? So my friends are like, you know, like I hadn't gone to rehab yet. I hadn't realized there was a full problem yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends were starting to tell me, like, oh, you got to slow down, blah, blah, blah.
So they could see the lights on the freight train coming down the tunnel.
Yeah, things were getting a little much around this time. So, like, they're like, Herb, just slow down, dude, come on. Oh, no, we're in the fucking Sixers game. Never going to slow down. And I kept hitting the lady in front of me in the back of the head. Inadvertently.
Yeah.
And the first couple times I didn't even realize, and then I was like, oh my god, I'm hitting this lady. And she was so like calm and polite, I don't know why I wouldn't have been. And she was just like, stop hitting me. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Slurring your words.
I'm so sorry. I was watching Kyle Korver. I'm excited. I'm sorry. Your head is okay? Fucking nonsense. Like a fucking asshole. Just a fucking asshole. And so, you know, my friends are like, Herb, you're going to get us thrown out of here. Like, play it cool, dude. Like, all right, I'm sorry. And, like, slapped her again just by, like, waving my hands in the air. And she had this guy with her, and, like, he didn't kick my ass or anything. I don't know why. Like, I would have had it coming and then some.
Yeah.
But I just kept... Oh, I probably reeked like booze, just apologizing to
coming
her.
Out of your pores.
Yeah, and I'm like,
They're winning, though, lady. Aren't you excited, too? Aren't you excited, too?
Oh, it was so embarrassing. But, yeah, she just kept taking it. And, you know, it came time to switch. We were going to go up to the box. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I can't make it up there.
You can't walk up the steps.
I'm stuck here on the floor. Yeah, and we weren't courtside. We were right behind the basket. Gotcha. So kind of courtside, but not what you might consider courtside. Mm-hmm. But I think some of my friends might have stayed with me, and we didn't switch. I don't remember because, you know, I was blacking out at this point. So this all culminated with me continuing to yell at all the players, Chris Webber, you're a bum, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the era of Iverson was long gone.
Yep.
This was way before, what is it called?
The process, yes.
This is way before the process. Yeah. This is when we just legitimately sucked, mm-hmm. just because we did,
yeah.
not on purpose. Not suck it for Simmons, you know? So, you know, I'm just yelling at all the players. Legs are a little wobbly. Next thing I know, I stop hitting this lady in the back of the head, and I tumble into her row head first.
Head over heels.
Oh, pretty much.
Ass over tea.
Pretty much. I almost hit one of the guys like from the Philadelphia Inquirer that was taking pictures of the game. Like, they sit behind the basket uh-huh. there.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, buddy, slow down. And my friend Christian pulled me up. He's like, you've had enough. You're not drinking anymore. And, like, the guy that the lady was with stood up at this point and kind of, like, looked at me,
yeah.
but still didn't say or do anything.
He
just looked
look.
At me.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry. I'm not like this. It's kind of sad in retrospect, you know, because,
yeah,
you know,
you
Kevin,
were a public spectacle.
Hashtag... I wasn't like that. But the booze made it so.
Yeah.
The booze made me a monster.
As they do.
But she just kept saying, like, it's okay, it's all right, whatever. Like, I don't know why she was so tolerant.
This woman should be a saint.
I know. I should have had my ass kicked. I should have at least been thrown out. Like, I'm surprised she didn't tell security or something, you know? But we finished the game. Sixers won. It's always a good night.
Yeah.
Don't even remember who they were playing. I think they might have been playing Pistons at the time.
Fuck the Pistons.
Maybe the Pacers. I think it was the Pacers. Mm. It's not important. What's important is now I got to make it out of the building.
Yes.
So we're walking through the Wachovia Center, as it was. And they have a big escalator that leads down to the bottom floor out to the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, I wasn't driving. There's no way I could drive. But there's also no way I could make it down that escalator.
I just picture like a spider on ice.
Yeah.
Like just
I just froze and I'm like, oh man. There was no elevator and there was no steps. Like the only way down from where we were was the escalator.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I'm not gonna make it, guys. I'm just gonna camp out here for the night. I'm probably gonna sleep in the men's room or something.
Coiled around the
if
toilet.
You could come back for me in the morning, I'll be here, but I'm living here for at least the night. Like, oh, fucking hurry, like, man up, dude. God, you're so fucking slosh, can't even walk.
It seems your friend's frustration is it's building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they weren't going to leave me, and I just felt like if I tried to get on the escalator, I was going head first.
Couldn't you just hug the rail?
I probably could have, but, yeah. You know, I wasn't thinking too clearly.
That's true.
So we had this kid Kruger there, big kid, friend of my friend Alex, kind of knew him, more of an acquaintance, really good friends with Alex, but kind of an acquaintance. He's like, you're coming home tonight. Picked me up, held me as we walked down the escalator.
He held you to his teeth.
He did. He was...
Kruger's got you, bitch.
Yeah, I got my hand around him. My hero.
Oh,
he wasn't amused. But we got to the bottom. Okay, like, we just gotta get Herb home. He's ridiculous. And my friend Alex is like, why are you even talking to him still? Like, people were still talking to me. Why are you even talking to this kid? He's blacked out. He's not gonna remember any of this. I did remember. I was very close to blacking out, but I hadn't yet. But, yeah. Of course, he just figured I was. Oh, Herb's gone, dude.
You got a mind like a steel trap.
Oh, yeah, sometimes. Then what happened next, I had to verify the next day that it was actually true.
Yeah.
We were walking like around the side to go out the door, and down the hallway comes Twisted Sister's Dee Snider.
Yeah, he isn't gonna take it.
So, at this time, Dee Snider was doing a radio show every morning in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, he was, I don't know if he was living there at the time, but I'm sure he was there at least part-time doing the show. I don't remember what it was.
Is he like a native?
I don't think so. I'm not really sure how he ended up there. I don't know enough about the gentleman.
Dee Snider, if you're listening, it's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. Let me know if you're from there.
But, so he's walking down the tunnel. He's got all these guys around him.
His entourage.
I guess. And my friend Alex is like, oh my God, yo, Dee Snider, what's up, man? How you doing? He's like, oh, how you doing, guys? Go Sixers, huh? It's a good game. I'm like, oh yeah, it was. Like, hey, Mr. Snider. Hey, Mr. Snider. And he goes, is that guy all right? And he just kept walking. And I was so excited. Like in the morning, I had to verify that Dee Snider checked on my well-being.
That when Dee Snider, a renowned rock star, is like, that guy's out of his mind. Like,
it probably should have been a wake-up call.
So awesome.
But, you know, so I mean, that's just a crazy story of getting free tickets to a Sixers game, getting prime seating, almost blowing it, and embarrassing myself in front of Dee Snider.
Wild.
It is wild. Well, Kev, you're a big sports guy too. I'm sure you got some entertaining stories that you could contribute to the Winx-ish Super Bowl. The Winx sportscaster.
I've seen a lot of stuff at Yankee Stadium for sure.
Oh, you've gone to a lot of Yankees.
Gone to a ton of Yankee games. My beloved New York Yankees.
God fucking damn it.
I saw a brawl in the parking lot that involved a man who looked not unlike Rob Reiner.
Maybe it was Rob Reiner.
Well, he's chomping on a cigar with the beard.
Oh, man.
And he's wearing gold chains, and he started beating up the little parking attendant. And the parking attendant smacked a beer out of his hand and told him to move because there was a bus coming in. And
oh, man.
That was amazing. Then I got to witness when Hideki Matsui, the great Matsui, was playing with the Yankees.
Rest in peace.
In my section, there's these drunk guys in the one row. And every time a person of Asian descent walked by, they would just yell, Matsui! Matsui! And like force
That's
the
so fucked up.
They would force the person to high five them and be like, oh, all right. And they'd high five them. And that was entertaining. That was an entire 9 innings of that guy just drunkenly harassing Asian people.
Man. And he didn't get kicked out either.
No, because everybody's like, yeah, go Matsui.
It's hard to get kicked out of sporting events, I guess.
It is. I have a few stories of my own playing, actually.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I was a hot prospect at one time in
T-ball. Yeah. I know you were. Little League, you got drafted.
Oh, yeah. Got up to the A-ball.
Yep.
But
I told the Winx about the all-out brawl the one time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
When your father was the coach.
I also broke my nose. Mm. I got hit with a line drive.
That's bad.
Had both of my eyes swollen shut.
Jesus.
I still... As the Winx fans know, I sound like Will Arnett at times because my nose is constantly congested.
Is this why?
Yeah, oh yeah, my nose is completely fucked.
Permanently altered you.
This is why I sound the way I do. I've had three surgeries on my nose because I got hit with a fucking line drive in the face.
It's why he sometimes sounds like Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie? I don't know about Fozzie. But, yeah.
Waka, waka, waka.
I got so many injuries playing baseball. I broke my nose. I almost broke my ankle. God. Motherfuckers, at one time, even though I sound like I have emphysema sometimes, I was a speed demon.
Mm.
Hit a ball to right center field in an all-star game.
Young Kevy with a fresh set of lungs.
Yeah. Tearing the bases in 10th grade, running around, hitting first base, it's still in the gap. I hit second base, it's still in the gap.
Damn.
I'm coming to third base, the fielder's just picking it up. I go, I'm going all the way, motherfucker, inside the field, inside the park, home run. I hit third base and my ankle went 90 degrees.
Holy crap. But it didn't break.
It did not break. It was a severe sprain. I hobbled home. I still beat out the fucking throw.
You made it.
Yes. I was like white Ricky Henderson.
You're in the Little League Hall of Fame.
Well, that was actually high school.
Oh, it was.
I also broke up a perfect game in high school.
Oh, nice. That's amazing.
On a 3-2 count, I took a ball four. It's not like I was heroic or anything.
Well.
Just had a golden eye.
Still, man.
Dude, I love sports.
Yeah.
There's so many times, like, playing backyard football, getting involved, you know, smacking motherfuckers around, playing pickup basketball games. I saw a gun pulled on a pickup game one time down in the city.
That's a little much.
Yeah,
it that happens a lot, though.
It does. I had a knife pulled. Yeah, you play basketball with the wrong people.
I gotta see if I can get fucked up phone calls with Barry.
Do you think Barry has stories? Well, I want to hear stories.
Do you remember he was telling us one time about in Queens, on the court there, like it was like Tracy McGrady or something.
It was Sebastian Telfair.
Oh yeah, it wasn't anybody that
Telfair.
It wasn't anybody that it wasn't Tracy McGrady.
Nah, Seabass.
But yeah, he used to like come to that court or something. Yeah. And I don't know if he played with him, but like he would watch him play.
Yeah, Barry was like acquainted with Sebastian Telfair.
I think he met a couple like future NBA stars.
Barry.
Abe, let's see if we can get Barry on the line, but let's make sure he's a little coherent. This time.
Not on the road, please.
Yeah, we'll
not
see.
Not going
what
at the speed of love.
We'll see about Billy. I think Billy played football.
He was a nose tackle, I think.
Oh, what kind of story?
I don't think
he
was a defensive back.
No.
Something tells me.
No.
For all you Winx listeners, Billy is kind of beefy. In a good way, though, like an adorable way. Oh, I love you, Billy.
He is adorable. Oh, man. Winx.
It's going to be a...
Pop, go for him.
Can the world get together today? Can the world get together and stop the fights and get more games to play? Can the world get together today? Can the world get together today? Can the world get together and stop the fights and get more games to play? Sometimes countries fight with each other, but the power of sports let them compete in a friendlier way. If you were strong or fast in ancient Greek history, then a town called Olympia was the place to be. In 1896, the modern games restarted in Greece. Can the world get together and play? Can the world get together and play? Baseball! Formula One racing! Kickball, chess, basketball, dodgeball, cricket, tour de force, checkers. Can the world get together and play?
Now we're going to check in with Billy the Beard. Billy Beard couldn't be in downtown Winx-ish studios today, but the ever reliable old pro Abe, I think, has him on the line. Abe, we ready for Billy? Yep. Yeah. Talk about Billy Beard.
Billy stories. Sorry, I got one.
Hello,
Billy Beard.
It's the Beard. And
hello.
And Mia.
Hello.
What's happening? I got Abe to get you on the line. It took him a little while.
Yeah, that poor Abe. I like the guy.
He's an old pro, but he's old. So, you know, don't process.
He's still a little slower than everyone else. It's fine, though.
He's reliable.
He gets the job done.
Welcome back. Ryan. Welcome back to the Winx.
Thank you. Love being here.
The Winx missed you on this Friday night, but... phone call's the next best thing.
Yes, I agree. Hey, at least we're here.
Condors. Yeah, exactly. Condors stopped by beautiful Winx-ish Studios earlier. We're having a conversation tonight about sports in a roundabout way. Sports you watch, sports you played, stories that happened to you while sports were on in the background. I don't give a fuck. But we're talking sports.
All right.
And me and Condor were talking about football for like 2 years, but I don't know if anything crazy happened to you there.
I can honestly say nothing crazy happened when I played football. Not a damn thing. It was just typical football. You know, I went to practice, You fucking ran. You did plays, and it was normal. There was nothing crazy. There was nothing fancy about the games. We didn't have like a great record. I'm pretty sure we lost almost every game when we played. It was football.
Like Pee Wee football.
Well, I played up until high school, and then I played freshman year.
Real football?
Yeah, I played real football in high school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why did you tell me this?
There you go.
I thought you knew this.
No?
No, I that's it.
I knew shit about my husband.
No, the Winks, bringing married couples together.
I played flag growing up, and then, you know, I was always a bigger kid, so I played tackle earlier than most kids, and then I stopped. Like the middle of my freshman year, I said, this is not what I'm doing. I'm done. So I actually just quit the team midway through. All right. Sorry about that. I would normally blame Abe. However, since I'm doing a call-in, I'm going to blame myself.
Wow. That's big of you.
Yeah. I like Abe. I don't want to put the blame on Abe. Abe's a good guy.
I know. You want him to stay.
I like it, but I don't know where
it's
it cut
off, perfect.
But I was in the middle of saying
I don't...
that I just kind of left the middle of my freshman year. I just stopped going to practice, stopped showing up at the games, and I quit without, I pretty much no call, no show till I got fired or kicked off the
Yes,
team.
But why? What happened to you, Billy?
I don't know, man. I grew out of it, I guess. I guess I'd rather go play cards than play football. I'm a nerd, Jay. I'd rather enhance my esports than my real sports, Jay. My competitive gaming. That's all I can think of.
The beard was born. I understand. I understand. Well, what about me? Have you played sports?
I did.
I
played softball.
Okay.
You
got Zane.
Yeah, I was a big softball player. I played that for a long time, probably like 13 years.
That is a long time. Wings.
Yeah, in that time, I only had a few crazy things happen. One that sticks out in particular was I was pitching. And, you know, I pitched the ball into the girl. The girl hit it, and all of a sudden... this ball is coming right at my head.
Uh-oh.
That took me out. Like, it hit my head. I got knocked right the fuck out.
You lost consciousness?
I got knocked out.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Damn. And all of a sudden, like, then I realized that, like, my coaches are coming, are running out. My mom's running out on the field. But, you know, I'm not no bitch. I sat out the rest of the inning, and I went back in at the top of the next inning. So
amazing.
Toughed it out.
Yeah, I toughed it out and pitched the rest of the game.
Yep.
And then another crazy story was I was batting, and I hit, and I was running to third, and I was getting ready to slide into third. And I don't know what the fuck happened at this point, but I slid wrong. I literally landed flat on my back. And that's how I hurt my back so bad. I fucked my back up real bad. That had spasms in my back and my neck. And I woke up the next morning. I thought I was paralyzed because I couldn't get out of bed. Like, I couldn't move.
You had your mom help you.
Yeah, my mom had to help me up out of bed for like a week.
That's terrible.
Those are my crazy stories. My brother did get his hand stomped on in football and broke his nail.
Yeah.
That was an ugly sight.
Didn't he break his arm or something not too long ago playing football, or sprained it or something? Was he in the hospital or something?
Oh, yeah. My cousin broke his leg playing football.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's a big one.
My family's really accident prone, but, you know, we still just continue to play sports and like nothing ever happens to us.
Speaking of
the love
of
the game,
accident prone, I have a really bad knee from playing dodgeball in gym class.
That's a dodgeball injury.
I was going all out. I love dodgeball, and I twisted my knee, and I never got looked at. And to this day, it hurts all the time.
I busted my knee up in a game of kickball in fifth grade.
And then, speaking of really bad...
Oh, you're telling Darren?
My youngest brother actually can no longer play basketball. My youngest brother, he's, you know, 6 foot two. He is
the ideal basketball player.
Like, he's good. Yeah. He loved it.
He's got the height.
And, yeah.
What's unfortunate is, while he was playing, he got knocked down and hit his head. And the coach or assistant or whatever, the guy, the medical person on site, just said, yeah, you're fine, go back and play. And it turns out my brother had a concussion, and then the other team ended up kneeing him in the head, and then he ended up having a really bad brain bleed because of it.
Oh, shit.
So because of that, he's no longer allowed to play basketball ever again, and he has chronic migraines, and he's lucky he didn't die.
Yeah, that fucked him up real bad.
Yeah, he is.
So, speaking of bad things, you know, that's probably the worst of sports things that I could think of off the top of my head that, you know, I personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a really, like, one in a million.
It is, exactly. Another thing I was thinking of just now is that clip you showed me the other day of the Steelers dude practically paralyzing himself. Yeah. That
was insane. I heard about that.
Like, watching that clip was just horrifying. Like, the way he just stopped moving was just...
Ben Roethlisberger had an interview after that, and they said he said that if I ever have kids or anyone in my family younger and they ever showed an interest in playing for the NFL, he was like, I would rather them play golf than play this sport.
Yeah, it's crazy shit, man. It is.
What about
especially
you?
Like that. They still don't. What?
Do you have any? I didn't hear any of the other stories that I don't pre-listen, Jay. So, did you?
No,
tell
nobody
any crazy
pre-listened.
Sports stories?
Yeah, and I still got one more from my last story. So, you're just gonna have to tune into the all new fucking Friday Winks at whatever the fuck time I say.
I'll have to listen then afterwards.
You know the rest.
But yeah, no, like I can honestly say though, like I'm not even a really big professional football fan or anything, like. I married into a Green Bay family, so I guess I'm technically a Green Bay fan now.
Yep. Go.
We're going to cut it off there, because we're not talking about no Packers on the Wanks. We're talking Eagles. Hey, buddy, go Birds. Hey, go Birds, buddy. Birds in the Super Bowl.
Sorry, Billy. No, I had to end it. No Packers.
We're having a lot of fun on the Wings. I jest, Billy the Beard. All in good fun. The Wings would be nothing without Billy the Beard, Condor, and myself. And all the special guests that participate, Big B, me, etc. You're going to have to subscribe on iTunes, aka an Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Pocket Casts, Overcast. As they say, wherever you listen to podcasts, the Winks will be there. Winks got you, child. You're going to want to email tulumstrangers@gmail.com. Tell us how we're doing. Whatever. Winks knows, baby, on Snapchat. Winks Empire is growing. #. Winks is growing. You know it. Join us next Friday, whatever the fuck time I say. And we're gonna have a little leftovers episode where some stories that could have fit in other casts, but we just didn't have time because that Brian or Abe said we were running out of time, will be discussed. The Winks overflow, if you will. Or I might just change it by next Friday. The point is, you're going to want to tune in next Friday for whatever topic we're talking about. Anyway, because Winks got you. Now, as is usual Winks tradition, going to have to wrap it up, but not before one last final story.
Would you flick? Yes, I can. Could you flick it? Yes, I can. Could you flick it?
Yes, I can. Wait on. Go on, then. Flick.
Back when I was living in the town of Ambler. I've talked about it on Winxus's Past. Okay? I used to live across the street from this apartment building owned by one of my nemesis, the lady whose garden I tried to pee in, the lady whose daughter watched my other neighbor poop all the time. This fucking lady, the day drinking alcoholic, whatever. So, these new people rented an apartment on the top floor of the building. It was a mom, a son about my age, and a little kid, a little daughter. Three of them moved in. So, of course, I'm like, oh, new kid in the neighborhood. He came out. He saw me rollerblading and playing street hockey because at this time, I was the greatest rollerblader in the world. We all know that. It's been well publicized on the Winx Child. Let's not pretend I wasn't the best rollerblader in the world. Are we just going to pretend this wasn't a real thing? Fucking A. So, he comes out and he's like, yo, cool skates, man. You got some good puck handling skills, too. Right on. I'm like, oh yeah, right on, man. Nice to meet you. He's like, my name's Alex. Oh, my name's Jason. And he's like, you want to come over tomorrow and watch the Flyers game with me? I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I love the Flyers, man. Phillies. Phillies, Flyers, Eagles. He liked them all, just like me. So I go over there the next afternoon. And he's showing me around. It drove this lady nuts that I was in her precious building, too. But guess what? I was invited. I was invited by your tenants, you dumb bitch. Get it fucking, don't get it fucking twisted. So, he's like, this is my room. Well, that was a pretty sweet room, man. So we turn the Flyers game on. Things are going well. Flyers score a goal. My man, now mind you, we were like 11 or 12 at this point. A little younger, when I was a younger man. And he starts fucking screaming, yeah, that's how you play hockey. Amazing. Awesome. Lindros, baby. Oh, yeah. And he just starts chucking shit across his room in his bedroom, breaking things. Like, he broke, like, I don't even remember what it was. I just remember, like, a picture came off the wall because he hit it with a shoe. And he's just throwing shit. And, like, his mom comes busting in the room. And she's like, Alex, what did I tell you? I'm sorry, Mom. And he just gets down and starts doing push-ups on the fucking floor. She's like, hoo, 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 hoo. And I'm just, like, pushed up against the corner. Like, what the fuck just happened? So then he does, like, 15, 20 push-ups. And he gets up. And he's like, oh, my God, sorry, man. My mom makes me do push-ups when I watch the Flyers all the time. Because, you know, I get a tendency to get too excited. I'm like, that's fucking crazy, dude. That's way more than just, like, excited. Like, that's a fucking problem. And he's like, his mom's like, he just likes hockey. Like, what the fuck? Later in the period, the Flyers score again. And he's just, like, running in circles. He's down on the floor. He looks like Curly from the Three Stooges. Just whoop, 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 whoop. He's Flyers, baby! Flyers, baby! Yeah! I fucking love Philadelphia hockey! And he just starts doing push-ups again. And his mom came in, and she's just, like, standing in the doorway with this look like, yeah, that's right. You better be doing push-ups. Like, she knows the drill. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go eat dinner. And I just, like, booked it across the street. And I just kind of avoided that kid after that. I didn't watch any more Flyers games with him. I'm not getting cornered in that fucking jungle. What the fuck? I mean, I like sports, man, but Jesus Christ. And then they moved out like 6 months later.
Mommy got another boyfriend.
Whatever. Crazy fucking kid, though. Wings knows, child. Tired of wings. Put a suckle in the teeth. Once again, thank you for joining me on another regularly scheduled fucking fabulous Friday free-for-all winks. If you keep coming back week after week, I can't thank you enough.
Sometimes I don't know why you do it. Sometimes the casts are less than stellar.
But sometimes the casts are magical as shit. Such is the history of podcast recording, okay? The winks are going to be what they're going to be. They're for everybody. Put some milk on them and eat them up in the morning. And join us next Friday. We're probably going to have the crew here, round table. And as we always say here on the Winks, what am I doing with my life?
You throw this ball through a hoop.
Basketball.
You kick this ball through a goal.
Soccer ball.
You hit this ball over a net.
Tennis ball.
Let's bounce like a ball. Bounce, bounce, bounce like a ball. You hit this ball with a club.
Golf ball. You spike this ball with your hand. Volleyball.
You hit this ball with a bat.
Baseball.
You'll find this ball on the beach.
Beach ball.
Bounce, 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 your sports ball.
Probably not, butthole.
Flick.